KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 3 degrees above zero, and we look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A judge in Pottawatomie County is expected to render his decision this afternoon on a request for defense attorneys representing John Osborne to dismiss the case against him. The 47-year-old Council Bluffs man is charged with 4 counts of third-degree sexual abuse for an alleged relationship with a 14-year-old girl. He's alleged to have engaged in sex acts with the girl on the night of July 16th into July 17th. The Daily Nonpareil reports Osborne's defense team filed a motion to dismiss charges after alleging impropriety by the prosecution. Defense attorney Jordan Glazer argues in a motion that a piece of evidence obtained by the state in late January wasn't made available until February 6th, the second day of the trial, calling it needlessly late. The prosecution filed a resistance to the motion, denying the allegations made by the defense and asking 4th District Judge Richard Davidson to overrule the request to dismiss the case. The state and defense rested their cases last Friday after calling a number of witnesses, including the alleged victim, Osborne, his wife, Michaela, and his daughter. Closing arguments were delayed to allow Glazer time to examine the documents in question, which include a series of text communications between the accuser and her boyfriend and Osborne's daughter on the days in question. When the prosecution presented part of the file as evidence during the testimony of the accuser at trial on Thursday, Glazer objected, saying he hadn't seen the file. The trial continued with a caveat that the evidence be turned over to the defense for examination. In the motion, Glazer writes at the timestamp on almost every single piece of information produced by the state Friday, showed the state had the information in its possession since January 23rd. In the resistance, Dan McGinn of the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office said most of the evidence was turned over before the trial started on February 3rd. He referred to the messages provided on Friday as immaterial and irrelevant information. The judge is scheduled to make a decision on the defense motion at 2 o'clock today before both sides deliver their closing arguments. Donald Trump will be the featured speaker at this year's Pottawatomie County GOP Lincoln Reagan Day dinner on Friday, May the 15th. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the dinner will be held in the Student Center of Iowa Western Community College. Specifics such as the starting time and the guest speaker who will introduce Trump will be finalized later. Jeff Jorgensen, chairman of the county Republican, says former U.S. Representative Tom Latham will be given the local party's Distinguished Legislative Service Award for his 20 years in Washington. Will be there. Besides being an internationally known businessman, investor, and author, Trump is also known to millions as the host of the TV reality show The Apprentice. He's also said to be contemplating a bid to seek the Republican nomination for president. For more information, you can call 402-871-6505. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved the signing of an agreement to combine the county's website with the City of Atlantic, CADCO, the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Atlantic Chamber Director Wita Weimer said the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission has approved $7,500 for the discovery process in creating a combined website toward the shared cost of the website's development, which will decrease until the combined entity's total cost of $14,500 or $3,625 each.
And then on top of that would be probably close to another $2,000 for your technical configuration, but it kind of varies on what you need on your page.
Weimer said there are several benefits to combining the county's websites with the other entities.
One would be all the information for the community would be in one place. From an outside perspective, it'll show that our community is unified. So if you're someone that's maybe wanting to move here for a business, or it would have a new streamlined design, so it would attract young business professionals, entrepreneurs. It'll be more efficient because if you look at our website now, there's a lot of duplication of information. And it would be City, CADCO, Chamber, and County.
County Deputy Auditor Sherry Karn says cost-wise, it will be less to run the site over the next 5 years than it currently is, aside from the one-time setup and development fees. The page will be developed and hosted by 5Q Communications in Atlantic.
Basically, the next steps would be all 4 entities would get together, we'd talk about it, and then 5Q would individually meet with each entity to see what their needs were, what their user needs were.
The hosting charge will be $50 per month for each entity. Chad Williams.
Maintenance would be by the hour. The hosting covers physical location for your website to exist, security updates. We actually add some security things and make sure your site doesn't get hacked. If it does, we take care of all that. We have a training process that we do with no charge that's included in the whole the whole thing.
And he's with 5Q Communications. The county is served by Solutions Incorporated out of Spencer. The supervisors are expected to meet with Solutions Vice President of Operations, Max Elg, next week. Until a new combined website comes online and is functioning later this fall, the county will continue to utilize Solutions systems and services on a month-by-month basis. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Catherine Klein, age 70, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for Catherine Klein will be today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Alt, age 85, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Robert Alt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Jack Folk, age 86, of Anita, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jack Folk will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Dorothy Chipman, age 95, of Harlan, died February 4th. Funeral services for Dorothy Chipman will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Darwin Peterson, age 84, of Tucson, Arizona, and formerly of Elkhorn, died January 10th. Services for Darwin Peterson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Harry Wetzel Jr., age 91, of Wisconsin, died Friday. Memorial services for Harry Wetzel Jr. will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leonard Herbst, age 74, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Masonic services for Leonard Herbst will be held on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy Rose Sonderman, age 97, of Erling, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Sonderman will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Paul McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died February 4th at his home. Denise McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died February 5th in Omaha. A celebration of life visitation for Paul and Denise McDaniel will be held Tuesday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty Greenwalt, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Greenfield. Memorial services for Betty Greenwalt will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Evelyn Kessler, age 93, of Wyota, died Wednesday at her daughter's home in rural Wyota. Services for Evelyn Kessler are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.